Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, May 17th. A new research paper showing vulnerability with Bluetooth low energy is being used to single out Tesla for potentially resulting in unlocking vehicles remotely. The NCC group published, quote, "Cars with automotive keyless entry, an attacker can unlock, start, and drive a vehicle. NCC Group has confirmed and disclosed a successful exploit of this for the Tesla Model 3 and Y, over 2 million of which have been sold." Now, they are describing a relay attack, which has been a known issue with every car using key fobs, of which pretty much any modern car would be vulnerable. Some years ago, Tesla started to combat this by rolling out extra layers of security with an improved cryptography key fob and additional pin-to-drive features to mitigate Bluetooth entry. Several times, Tesla has held hacking events inviting folks to break into cars in exchange for prizes or even jobs. Clearly, Tesla takes security seriously. It should be no surprise that Tesla currently has the top three electric cars in the United States in the year 2022. And it's not even close. Experian has released their data for the year so far, and the Model Y, 3, and S take the top spots. The Model Y sold 52,051, the Model 3 sold 47,682, and the Model S sold 9,250. The next runner-up is the Ford Mach-E with 6,957, followed by the Hyundai Ioniq 5 around 6,000, and the Kia EV6 at almost 5,000. The data makes Ford and GM's goal of selling as many EVs as Tesla a bit too far into the future. Remember, there's no such thing as an unreasonable goal, just an unreasonable timeline. Genesis has revealed pricing and specs for the GV60 electric SUV coming to the U.S. this summer. It starts at $58,890 with 248 miles of range on a single charge. The GV60 is based on the same platform as the Ioniq 5 and EV6, Hyundai's eGMP, and it includes the same charging deal with Electrify America. For 3 years, owners will gain access to 30-minute charging sessions for free. Now, the electric SUV is expected to be in dealerships by the end of this summer. However, the Ioniq 5 and EV6 have been backlogged for some time. Electric vehicle technology and platform provider Re Automotive has offered two updates to its progress in the commercial EV segment. First, Re has proven its cloud-based robotic assembly approach and is on schedule to implement it in the UK, followed by the US. And secondly, Re has teased its first commercial EV. It's developed alongside EVIX. It's a walk-in van prototype. Re Automotive specializes in developing and manufacturing modular EV platforms for business-to-business transactions, as well as its proprietary ReCorner technology. It's an all-in-one electronics component built into four corners of an automobile to be built around. According to Re Automotive, the first van prototype will be at the EVIX in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and evaluations will take place over several weeks in the summer. In today's community comment, Martin Woods says, "The Cybertruck is too big for the UK and probably most of Europe. The hard steel body, in particular the bonnet, probably won't meet pedestrian collision safety standards in Europe. For a while, you could order the Cybertruck in the UK when it was first launched, but it has long since been removed, probably because it won't meet EU regulations." Yeah, Martin, I think I would hate to be the first person to be gored by a runaway Cybertruck that's snowplowing its way through town. A lot of people have commented on the aesthetic of the design, but personally I'm curious what it would be like to have a modern vehicle made of such rigid materials like they used to be. The addition of the bumper was a great innovation in automotive technology, and more recently the collapsing bumper was another step forward. I'm curious what we'll see from Tesla in the future, because the design certainly is going to require some adjustments. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. We also have an audio version on your favorite podcast player. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.